Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a screenshot from a video game you've probably played, or know someone who has played. We'll also be playing samples of the game music as we go. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail, so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
I am.
No.
Oh, my.
Do it anyway.
How about now?
Yes, now I am.
Blue.
And red on the bottom.
I have a guess for this already.
I'm blue. Da, da, dee, da. Remember that song?
Yes.
Ah, God.
Can I guess before the sound? Because I think the sound will give it away.
You can, you know, Chris. I think Chris knows what it is.
What
you
is know it?
Wait, I thought sound was part of the reveal, though.
I want to know what Chris says. Chris,
like,
tell
just
us.
Round one, sound and picture.
All right, well, first off, let's describe it. So there's it. The majority of it is a brightish blue. There are white things in the sky, most likely clouds. The bottom of it, the very bottom of it, is a brown brick.
Yeah, I got it too.
And then there are platforms of brick.
No, I got it.
A little bit raised above. And there are some certain colors dangling in there at the bottoms, which might be bushes, shrubberies, or bad guys with turtles. Ooh. I don't know. It's
also a very plumberish color right in the...
Yeah. Huh. So a plumberish color, turtles. So you're saying it's Duck Hunt.
Oh no, it's definitely Sonic the Hedgehog. Come on, get it right back.
Any guesses, Nick? These guys are
yes, Super Mario Brothers. Oh gosh.
what was the give me the first sound. What was the one second sound?
Okay, here's the first.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I still would
have got it. Yep. And there you go, guys. I was gonna start with this one, but I thought here on week 9 of doing the video game screenshots, I was hoping to be thrown off, but you guys killed it.
I have to admit, like, so I'm not sure what your favorite game was or what the game you played the most was, but this was by far the game that I played the most. No questions, hands down. Even more than Zelda, I played this game nonstop.
So much of this is empty space. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well, this was one of the very first games that was out on it. So they were working. They hadn't really unlocked how to get the graphics to work on the limited memory that they had. So they did a lot of empty space and a lot of repetition so that it would be easy on the computing power.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell, but the clouds are the same as the bushes at the bottom. Just a color swap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty yeah, good. No, I played this game over and over. I had a guidebook. Oh, no, you know what? I take it back. The guidebook I had was for Super Mario 3, and I, like, uncovered every secret thing you can, every whistle, every tanuki suit, every like, random thing that you could find. It was awesome. But this game, too, I explored it thoroughly.
Yeah, this cartridge got heavy play because I had the combo Super Mario Duck Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Cartridge. Mm-hmm. So this was highly played in the household.
Mm-hmm.
Classic like game, though. I mean, solid game.
And they're still making them today. Still making Mario games today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what was interesting, too, and I know now we kind of take it for granted, but even the warping, like having to know that you could warp to the different levels, and that was cool that you could jump ahead.
Yeah, it was almost like having a cheat code for people that knew the secret. Like, oh, I've played level one how many times? Let me just get past it. It was a nice way of like, oh, you do the first level every time, but then you could start jumping around once you get to level two, and you wouldn't have to do the same stuff over and over again.
Well, congrats to Ollie's for being able to identify this video game immediately. Audience, did it also just jump right into your head? Let us know on social media at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games. And Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,